Hello, Natalie. Can I help?
Hello, Natalie. Yeah, I hope you can help. I was speaking to a gentleman named Ben.
Okay.
And basically, the reality of the situation that's unfolded is Ben has obtained my identity by deception and is now causing me a great deal of alarm and distress over this, and I'm going to have to report it or even take legal actions, because I need some answers to why Ben made forced pretenses to me to obtain my identity.
So, is this Ian Norley?
Norbury.
Yeah, Ian Norbury. He spoke to me the other day, Ian. Obviously, I've raised this with my manager of the concerns that you raised the other day. If you're going to make that report, you'll have to do that, obviously, independently. We can't make any recommendations. What do you want us to do with MMA Legal?
Well, I want to know why he said what he said to take my identity and then stop talking to me, and I've had to now track you down. It's causing me a great deal of alarm and distress. Identity is personal property. Obtaining property by deception is an offence.
Ian,
can I stop you where you're talking?
You've given us your details and consent to be for MMA Legal to be on your behalf, didn't you?
Under the intention that you were doing Chelmer Residential School, which now you've told me is not in your remit. Residential School is in England and you're under in Scotland. Well, if that's the case, why? And I told him what school it was. I told him where it was in Chelmsford. Why did he take my identity then?
It's a fair comment. It's actually not a fair comment if there's been a misunderstanding in terms of what he believed that he was able to support you with the claim. Okay, so I did provide you with the apologies for that, and I've advised that your details have been removed. And obviously, with you calling our company consistently, that would fall under harassment. So I've advised to you that we remove your details from our system, and I'd request that you don't contact us.
Right, well, Where are you? I'm going to come to make sure they're taken off your system. Where are you? Manchester, Southport?
So, Mr. Norbury, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to report this call and the previous call to the police, okay, because I'm regarded as threatening behaviour.
You go ahead. No, I want to know my identity has been removed, and I've already reported
I've confirmed that to you.
I've got a tag number and I've reported it to the police already.
I have confirmed to you your details have been removed from the system.
And I can trust you, can I? Because obviously you've shown trust in the first place by making false pretences and taking my identity.
I'm going to end the call now, Mr. Norbury. Thank you for